Hi, gang. Bob Boving here for The Mystery Project. And tonight, the last half of Dead Drop by Max Marquis. June and Harold found a body beside a road in Hampstead, reported it, and the body vanished. The police, believing it a hoax, quickly lose interest, but some gray types show up in the person of Mr. Hart to ask more and harder questions. Here's the conclusion of Dead Drop.
What time is it?
Nearly 9:20.
Oh, if we hurry, we can see the play of the month.
Well, I don't think I should stay that late.
Oh.
Well, it's not over till nearly 11 by the time I get home.
Yes.
Well, darling.
It's all right.
She's phoned a couple of times. Late.
What for?
Well, nothing really. Just to check up on me, I suppose.
Oh, only. What about the weekend?
No, it should be all right.
Good. It's our last one before I go on leave. I suppose you still haven't managed to persuade your chief to let you change your dates.
I only wish I could.
Well, shall we have our coffee in the other room?
Yes, all right.
What sort of people do you have working on this business, Hart? Failed beach photographers with box brownies? Look at these pictures.
I think some of them are rather good. Particularly the one with the girl in the prominent jumper in the background.
I'm in no mood for your juvenile flippancies this morning.
Sorry.
Three drops made, and not a single decent picture of our man.
I don't think that's the photographer's fault. They are good men. The subject was being very careful. He's a professional.
Yes. Which possibly means, perhaps even probably means, it's a Russian plant using one of their men.
What about the messages they've dropped?
As before. In the correct code, but without the security check.
Yes. Sounds very much as if your man has been clobbered.
You know, it may be a new man we don't know yet, but if your people on photo surveillance can't do any better, we never shall. Is there something else?
A loose end. Robson. Harold Robson, the man who saw the body.
Yes.
Well, I checked his personal file. He was divorced 5 years ago.
So?
Well, the reason he and June Coney gave for not waiting for the police was that they didn't want his wife to find out about them and cause trouble.
That's your loose end?
Yes.
I think you'd find more profitable loose ends in a plate of cold spaghetti.
There is something wrong there.
There are times, Hart, when you stagger me. Why should Robson be involved? All he did was drive past the body with his fancy piece. I mean, it's 1,000-to-1 coincidence he was there at that particular moment.
Not necessarily. He's worried.
Oh, very well. Have a go at Robson.
Thank you.
Oh, don't thank me. I think you're being completely irresponsible. And when you fall flat on your face, I shall put an adverse report into your file.
I see.
I shall enjoy thinking over the precise wording.
Well, if you get stuck for a word, let me know.
All right. All right. Oh.
Oh, I've had more enthusiastic greetings. Is this an inconvenient moment?
Oh, no. I always ask people to call when I'm in the bath.
Really? You must put me on an invitation list.
You know what I mean. I suppose you'd better come in.
Thank you. I'll wait while you get dry.
I am now. This bathrobe's better than a couple of towels. Can I get you something to drink? I've got some coffee on again, actually.
Thank you.
Do your lot always call in the evenings?
Uh-huh. That's when people are at home, usually. If we're lucky, we catch them in the bath.
Ha-ha. What's it all about?
The same old thing. But there's no hurry. Let's wait till we have our coffee. Unless you've got a date.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, I'm off on holiday tomorrow.
Where?
Costa Brava, economy package tour.
Well, the sun's the same, whatever the price. Going with anyone?
No.
You haven't broken it off with your boyfriend, Harold Robson?
No. I've got an extra week. He can't get leave at the same time, that's all.
Yes, it must be difficult with his wife and everything.
Is that what you're here about?
No, sorry. Wasn't trying to be nosy. I was sympathizing.
You're sure it isn't some sort of security check to see if we'd be vulnerable to pressure, single girl, married man, all that?
What, these days? Besides, what do you know that could tilt the balance of power in Europe?
True.
What made you come to London?
Well, same as everyone else, I expect.
Streets of London paved with gold?
Hardly.
Anonymity?
Maybe.
Isn't that another name for loneliness?
At first.
But the freedom's worth it. I suppose you can't cough in a Sussex village without everyone knowing it.
Tis a bit like that.
Do you get home very often?
Oh, one weekend a month, sometimes two.
Your mother still alive?
Uh-huh.
My father died during the war.
Yes. I suppose she worries about you. Says she's sure you're not eating properly. Asks you if you're going to get married soon.
How did you know that?
All mothers are the same. So she doesn't know about Harold Robson?
No. So that is what you've come about?
No, just friendly interest.
I'm afraid it doesn't sound like it. Looking up my personal file. Oh, yes, you must have done. You knew where I came from, about my father being dead.
Routine.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not my sort of
But
routine.
I didn't mean it to be an imposition.
It's worse. It's an inquisition.
I assure you, I have no...
It is not. It's a rather nasty, clumsy pass, and I can do without either. Thank you very much. Good night.
Yes, June, Miss Coney did phone and tell me you'd been to see her.
Mr. Robson, you weren't frank with me.
Oh, you mean about my wife?
Ex-wife.
Yes, it wasn't very bright of me to try to fool you.
No.
Look, I told June soon after I met her that I was married. It was a sort of insurance. Stop it all getting too serious. Well, she accepted me on those conditions.
Yes.
Look, do you know what the salary is for a civil servant of my grade? I mean, look at this place. It's all I can afford. And don't say two can live as cheaply as one.
I wasn't going
I've been married. I've had some. I know what it's like. If June thought I was free, if I told her I wasn't married, we'd probably just drift into marriage and kids. And, well, almost whether we wanted to or not.
Yes.
Well, now, if she meets someone better off than me, she's free. You know, to tell you the truth, when June went to the police, I was glad, really.
Do you still think there was a body?
Yes. And I'm sure that he was dead.
Then what do you think happened to him?
Well, I expect he was a crook. They did disappear, didn't they?
So I believe.
I'm afraid I still can't tell you anything more than I have done.
Well, can you remember how he was dressed?
No.
Well, was he well-dressed? Flashy?
No. Ordinary.
And about 35 to 40. Dark, did you say?
Yeah, that's right. He could have been Irish. Dark. Blue eyes.
What?
His eyes were open.
Oh, yes, Miss Coney said that too. Short of sending frogmen down in Hampstead Pond, I can't think of anything else we can do. Good Lord, is that the time? I didn't mean to keep you so late.
Oh, that's all right.
Ah, well, good night then.
Good night.
Petra, come in here, will you?
Yes, Mr. Coleman.
Have you managed to contact Hart yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, devil take the man. He knows he's supposed to keep in touch. Who's that come in?
Bellamy, sir.
Right, come on in then.
Right, sir.
Have you heard from Hart?
Not since yesterday, sir.
All right, Petra, thank you.
All right, Mr. Coleman.
Well, what have you got there?
Well, things have started popping, sir. First, we've got pictures of the man who's been dropping messages.
Well, come on, sir.
Ah, there you are, sir. Now, that's him there, right in the act.
Well, now.
You know him?
Oh, yes, I know him. That's Vasily Ivanov. Huh? He's supposed to be a cultural attaché, but he's a major of the KGB.
Then your man inside is dead. He wants a body, sir. That's one problem solved.
Well, not altogether.
And this is the message he dropped, sir.
Mm-hmm. Short. Won't take long to decipher. Fancy. Petra, put out a red tracer to find Hart and tell them to keep on till he's found.
Yes, Mr. Coleman.
Is he in trouble, sir?
Well, not from the opposition, from me, for disappearing. We've got to get hold of this Ivanov very soon.
How do we do that? Just go in and grab him?
There's a refreshing elementary directness about you, Bellamy. You would have made a good uniform policeman. As a matter of fact, you will.
Sir?
Oh, never mind. No, we don't have to go in and get him. According to this message, he's coming out.
And there they are. Admirably punctual, Bellamy.
Sir? Shall I take them now, sir?
No, wait a moment, Constable, till the traffic clears a little. We don't want too many witnesses.
I've never felt the collar of a Russian, especially a Russian diplomat.
Yes, well, don't make a Zeffirelli production of it.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking more of a sort of sub-Jean-Luc Godard verite.
I am very properly rebuked, Constable. Ah. Now, I think.
Are you aware you went through a red traffic signal, sir?
Nonsense, Vasily.
May I see your driving license, please?
I don't have it with me. In any case, I have diplomatic immunity.
Then perhaps you'll be good enough to show me your passport, sir.
I don't have that either. You think a member of the diplomatic corps carries his passport with him all the time?
This car doesn't have a diplomatic road fund license.
I have my passport with me. Here.
You're not driving, sir. This gentleman is.
Sergeant, I think we might ask the driver to blow up the badge
yes,
for us.
Yes, I think we might. Would you mind stepping out of the car, sir?
I most certainly would.
Varsity, cooperate. We can complain later.
So, very well.
Would you please blow into this bag, sir, and fill it with one single breath? Here.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Take that thing away.
Here, take care. Would you? You saw that constable, he tried to hit me.
I saw him, Sarge.
You're lying. Fascist.
Right, come along into the car.
Take your hands off him. He is a member of my country's diplomatic staff.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
Where are you taking him?
I insist my embassy be informed.
You can do that at the station after we've charged you.
Fascist, you will pay for this.
I am going back to the embassy. I'll inform them at once.
All right, you can relax now, Ivanov. Your friend's gone.
Hello, Coleman.
That all went very smoothly. Well done, Bellamy. Most realistic, sir. And you too, Constable. Cannon Row Police Station, I think, as our friend is claiming diplomatic immunity.
Are you telling me?
No, I'm not telling you. You guessed. You don't have to worry about Bellamy.
What about the constable? Is he all right?
Him? Oh, yes. He's not quite what he seems. In the best possible way. Right now.
Borisenko suspected me and caught me making a drop. So I had to kill him and plant everything on him.
Including the code book.
And that's what made Pankowski believe me. Eventually.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know about the security check in the messages, though. The information is worthless, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, we'll make it look as if we're acting on it. I take it you were being watched when you made those last drops.
Yes, we knew you'd heard about the body.
Who from?
We have someone in the Admiralty. I don't know who. So, Pankowski was aware you knew about the body. But you couldn't know whether it was your man, Borisenko, or someone else. It was obvious you'd be carrying out surveillance, probably photographic.
Yes, of course.
So, to keep in character, I had to avoid identification until this last drop.
You put in a priority alarm signal.
Yes, now listen carefully. I learned that the English agent they have on the outside signals when he has something to pass by sticking a small map pin in the bottom of the door leading to the lavatories at the Spaniards Inn. 2 days ago, there was a green pin, top priority. And so I took the risk of contacting you. Someone from the Admiralty is going to change briefcases with Pankowski. It will contain details of the modifications and communications equipment of the nuclear submarines.
Where's this going to happen?
London Airport. He's catching a scheduled flight to Copenhagen, then on to Moscow. And it's today.
Bellamy, sir, call up on the radio, find out when the next scheduled flights to Copenhagen are due out, and if there are connections with a Moscow flight.
India Delta Master to India Delta One. India Delta Master to India Delta One. Please inform time of departure from London Airport of next scheduled flights to Copenhagen and whether there are connections with Moscow flights. Over.
India Delta One, Wilco.
Now, what about the man who's making the handover?
Poor woman. They're leaving the country today as well. For good.
The Spaniards Inn. Someone in the Admiralty. Hart was right. Oh, blast the man for disappearing. Bellamy,
sir.
Have Robson and Miss Kearney picked up.
Yes,
now.
Sir. India Delta Master to India Delta One. Detain for questioning Harold Robson, Distribution Department Thorley House, Admiralty, and June Coney, Department S-17, Admiralty, Whitehall. Also check at home addresses. India Delta Master, over.
India Delta One, Wilco.
Pity we had to pick you up in this way. It's going to cause a lot of trouble. Your people will act very, very angry.
And suspicious.
We'll declare you persona non grata. It'll lose you from London, but it will help diminish suspicion. You'll have to go sleeper for a while. But you can always take up your work again in a new posting in a year or two. I'll be in touch.
You never let go, do you, Coleman?
I prefer to say I never forget old friends.
Cannon Row.
India Delta 1 to India Delta Master.
India Delta Master.
Next scheduled flight's Copenhagen. Takeoff at 1550 hours, connects with Moscow flight. 1740 hours, no connection. 2110 hours, no connection. A message from India Delta 14 for India Delta Master.
Oh, come on, come on.
Ogre Star 3 left embassy 30 minutes ago and took M4 westwards.
Master, roger out.
1550, that's less than 3/4 hours.
Ogre Star 3?
Penkovsky.
Ogre, 3-star general. I like that, sir.
Yes, well, Penkovsky's left now. Constable, take the prisoner into Cannon Row and charge him.
Yes, sir.
I expect he'll want to contact his embassy after that. Good luck, Ivanov.
And good luck to you, Coleman.
Right. London Airport, Bellamy. You drive, I'll be using the radio. And you can play with the siren as much as you like. India Delta 1, this is India Delta Master speaking.
India Delta 1.
I want our man at London Airport to call me as soon as possible on this wavelength. Who's on duty now?
Wait. 33, sir.
Oh, standard Barnes, it would be. Make this grade one priority.
Wilco.
And keep this channel clear.
Your red tracer on India Delta 3. No contact, sir.
Roger. I tell you, Bellamy, when I find Hart, I'll crucify him on Admiralty Arch personally.
Come out of it. Blank tortoise.
India Delta Master.
Yes.
Your message re Robson and Coney. Neither at work today. Robson not at home. Coney starts 7 days leave, reportedly in Spain.
Roger.
They might have switched the briefcases already, sir.
No. No, they'll do that at the last second. Penkovsky won't want to risk being caught with those sort of documents on him. We couldn't hold him, but it would mean he'd be a marked man. Persona non grata everywhere.
We could delay the aircraft.
Penkovsky would smell a rat. He'd dodge the contact.
Right.
Now, I want to get Penkovsky with the documents on him and get the person who passes them to him.
India Delta Master.
Master.
London Airport reports 33 is not answering broadcast calls, sir.
Tell him to keep trying.
India Delta 1 will come.
Taking Penkovsky has got to be done at the critical moment, at the changeover. Too soon, there'd be a fearful diplomatic row, and too late. Well, he trumpeted he'd been framed by the perfidious British and had something planted on him.
Here is a special announcement. Will the representative of Coleman and Company...
General Penkovsky?
Yes?
Your flight will be called soon, sir. You'd like to come with me to the VIP lounge?
Of course.
His travel desk. In here, sir.
I've rested by the door.
Whatever you like, sir. Shall I take your briefcase for you?
No, thank you.
Oh, then perhaps I can bring you a drink?
Yes, vodka. A large one. How long before we go?
Not long. Don't worry, I'll let you know. They won't leave without you.
It's going to be too close for comfort.
India Delta Master.
You Delta One?
Where the hell is that man, Barnes?
He hasn't answered the call, sir.
But keep trying. Out. I don't know who I'll crucify first. Hart or Barnes? Are we going to make it? Look, do try to hurry just a little, Bellamy.
Sir, we are doing over 100.
It doesn't seem all that much faster than the airport bus.
That was close.
Yes, we may make it.
I don't know.
We have to make it.
As long as the tunnel at the airport isn't too crowded.
How much longer?
Oh, they're finishing provisioning the aircraft now, sir. Matter of moments.
At least the tunnel's fairly empty.
For God's sake, slow down, man. We're not a scheduled flight.
BA flight number 585 to Copenhagen is now boarding.
Would you like to follow me, please, sir?
Ah.
Do you have everything? Oh, you won't forget your briefcase, sir, will you?
No, I won't forget it.
VIP lounge. This way.
That's him. He's going out, sir.
Yes, and he's got a briefcase. Now, wait. Has there been a handover yet?
If we stop him and there's nothing in that
case, yes, but if we let him go and he has got the documents.
No, I must. If he's clean, you'll be for the high jumps.
Oh, won't we all?
General, sir.
Barnes, where the devil?
Sir, Benkarski.
Yes, Barnes. Let's go.
Sir, wait. It's all right. I'm in the general, if you'll just come with me.
We can still hold the aircraft now, sir, if we have to.
Yes, all right, Barnes. Where?
Over here, sir.
I suggest you start thinking up some reason for your dereliction of duty.
In here.
Good afternoon, Coleman.
Hart, I don't think I'll crucify you and Barnes after all. I'll have you publicly burned.
This gentleman with the black eye and torn jacket is Harold Robson, Distribution Department, Thorley House, Admiralty. That briefcase on the table there contains documents he was trying to distribute rather irregularly. We stopped him.
I see.
Details of communication equipment and modifications in nuclear submarines.
Fancy. Now, if you'll be good enough to explain, starting, for example, with why you've been out of touch.
But it didn't dawn on me till this morning. When I saw Robson at his flat last night, I noticed a packed suitcase. But it didn't register then.
And now, as a matter of interest, how did you know it was packed?
He stumbled against it. It was obviously full, but he said it was empty.
That was rather slight cause for excitement, was it not?
Then I remembered something he said. He was talking about the body. He said it had dark hair and blue eyes.
What is so monumental about the... Yes, I see.
That and the packed
suitcase? Sorry, but will someone explain? What sort of street lighting is there where Robson and his lady friend saw the body, Bellamy?
Sodium vapour.
Yellow.
Ghastly. You couldn't tell what colour a pillar box was, let alone someone's eyes. So Robson had seen the man somewhere before. He knew what colour eyes he had.
And thought it important enough to conceal the fact that he had seen him before.
Yes, all right, Barnes. Now, Robson, isn't it? Is there anything you want to say?
Nothing to say.
Well, if you change your mind, you'll be given every opportunity. Hart?
You know, all this didn't dawn on me until this morning, when I was driving towards the office. Nearly rammed a bus.
Can we possibly manage without the colourful minor details?
I decided to rush round to Robson's place right away and see if he made a break for it. If he hadn't already.
And
before you ask me why I didn't call in, have you tried to find a phone box that works in London? I knew Robson might be going any time. Maybe in a couple of hours, but maybe in a couple of minutes. So I had to keep his flat under constant surveillance until I could get through to you without the risk of missing him.
And?
He came out carrying a suitcase and a briefcase. I followed him here.
And arrested him?
But I had to. You've seen how crowded it is. I could have lost him. I probably would have done, too, if I hadn't spotted Barnes and got him to give me a hand.
I see. Barnes, you heard the broadcast messages calling for you to report. Will you please tell me why you failed to report?
He was helping me to pick up Robson here and keep him quiet.
He was quite a handful, sir. Violent and noisy. It took both of us.
Really? Now, Mr. Robson, you've been most patient. Is there anything you'd like to tell us?
Nothing to say.
Like where you got the documents you were going to pass over?
Nothing to say.
His job was low-grade and unimportant, but it gave him access to high-grade, important material.
Oh, thank you so much for explaining. What about the Coney woman?
Oh, Lord. I've forgotten all about her.
Ah, and what had you forgotten about her?
Well, she was booked on a package tour to Spain today. So in case Robson had given her the documents to bring to the airport, we took her off the flight and had her searched.
And?
She's still in the detention room.
Then you'd better explain to her. And get her on another flight.
Yes, I'd better had. Well, that seems to be that.
More of us.
I wasn't expecting an instantaneous OBE awarded on the battlefield, as it were. Not even thanks. But
after
really,
such a botched, inept job of work?
I beg your pardon?
Do you know to whom he was going to deliver these documents? To General Penkarski.
So I rather thought he might when I noticed Penkarski in the doorway of the VIP lounge carrying a duplicate briefcase.
Then why didn't you let this person deliver it and get both of them?
That is a very good question. It was because, frankly, I didn't want to take the responsibility of detaining someone like Penkarski.
With your record for unparalleled intemperance and unconcern, you astonish me.
Besides, for all I knew, he might be one of your men, and the whole thing a plant to strengthen his cover.
I'm not impressed, Hart. All I know is that a unique opportunity to arrest Penkarski has been criminally wasted.
You can always fire me.
Oh, I'm not going to give you that happy release, Hart. Right. Bellamy, Barnes, take Robson away. Right, we'll get them to charge him with Uxbridge. Oh. Official Secrets Act.
And I suppose you wouldn't care to explain to Miss Coney. She might be impressed by your authority.
Oh, she's much more likely to be impressed by your celebrated charm. And don't forget, my office, 9:30 tomorrow.
I suppose there is no point in reminding you that you said it wasn't worth following up, Robson, that I stopped the documents leaving the country.
Leave the speech in mitigation until tomorrow. Good afternoon. Enjoy your chat with Miss Coney.
So I'm no longer under arrest.
My dear Miss Coney, you never were under arrest. Now, whatever gave you that idea?
Illegally detained, then.
Helping us with our inquiries. And we're most grateful. We've arranged a place for you on a scheduled flight, and you'll join up with the rest of your party at Benidorm. Actually, it'll be a much more comfortable trip.
I still think I'm entitled to an explanation, at least.
Yes, you are. Well, I have some rather bad news for you. Harold Robson has been arrested.
What for?
Official Secrets Act. I'm afraid he was a spy.
Harold? Mad! He's so ordinary. Nice and thoughtful. Spy? There must be some mistake.
We caught him with his hand in the till, as it were.
I can't believe it.
I'm very sorry. It must be difficult for you.
Just because you suddenly say he's a spy, I can't switch off my feelings like that.
No, of course not. He was arrested here at the airport. That's why we had to be sure you weren't involved. Look, if you'd like to put off your holiday for a while, I expect I could...
Here? What was he doing here?
Going on holiday. But he didn't plan to come back.
But he told me he couldn't get leave.
That's not the only lie he told you. He's not married, either.
What?
He was divorced 5 years ago, and...
Divorced?
Yes.
Ever since we met, he didn't have a wife?
No.
Those stories about his unhappy married life at home, his wife who didn't understand him, they were all lies.
I know. I've got my car here. Why don't
Not
we just pop...
Not married. In? No. No, thank you, Mr. Hart. Will I be required to give evidence?
No, I shouldn't think that would be necessary.
Well, if I am... Now, what do I do about my flight?
Are you sure...
Quite, thank you. Besides, I think a holiday would do me good.
You have been listening to the conclusion of Dead Drop by Max Marquis. In the cast, you heard Patricia Gallimore as June, Nigel Anthony as Hart, and Douglas Blackwell as Harold. The program was produced in London at the BBC. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.